Oh, they're extremely talented, and it's shown. They have a great record, and their defense has been playing at a high level all year. They've been extremely consistent week in and week out. Of course, everybody knows about their pass rushers on their corners, and they're just playing well as a group. And that's something that we got to work on this week and play well against them.
How much did you see of what they do disguising pressures in that first game?
Well, it's just they line up and they play football, and that's the thing. It's your guys versus them, and that's kind of their mindset. They play a lot of man coverage, and we have to beat them. We have to go out there and execute at a high level and make some plays.
Not a ton of long passes for you guys the last couple of weeks. Are teams just playing a ton of cover two to take that away from you?
Well, teams are always going to play cover two in certain situations, but we have to find ways to get the ball downfield. We hit some big ones against Green Bay, and we just got to find ways to do that because when you're able to do that, it softens everything up underneath, get more completions, keep drives alive, and also those big plays are momentum changers, so we got to find ways to hit those.
When you did that against Green Bay, could you tell they have to respect that right away?
Yeah, they have to, and that's something that you got to do. You got to take your shots early on. Even if you don't complete them, you still have to take them.
You spent a lot of time throwing with LaRon Robinson, obviously, in the preseason after he signed here and offseason so forth. Last game really looked like you were starting to show some pitch and catch stuff where he was running those intermediate routes.
Yeah, he was doing a great job catching the intermediate routes and really getting upfield after the catch. You complete a 6-yard pass and he gets 15 yards. That's an extremely positive play for the offense. So I'm happy for him. I know he's happy just to be healthy and out there playing.
How much, though, of that is, you know, was born in the offseason?
That helps a lot. And really, when he got back from his concussions, we had to work in practice just kind of get that back. He had to get back, start feeling comfortable again, and he really did well last game.
What do you guys talk about, you know, playing for at this point?
It's for each other. Everybody in the NFL in this locker room has got a great sense of pride, and you want to go out there and not be the guy that lets the other 10 guys down on offense, and that's how we are in defense and special teams. We want 11 guys playing for one reason. That's pride. The season hasn't gone the way we wanted it right now, but at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and prove yourself every day.
Are there some? I'm hearing from some guys about the leadership that you're taking this year, and you know, feeling, you know, the I guess the stereotypical quarterback leader role coming into that. Is there anything going forward that you can do from that role to, you know, keep attitudes up, keep you know, morale positive?
Well, there's a lot of self-driven individuals in here, so that they take care of their attitudes when we come to the building. Coach Bratt always says the only thing you can control is your attitude. You come in here with a smile on your face and have a lot of energy, it's going to be a fun day. But as a quarterback, you have to keep that going. When things aren't going well out on the practice field or in the game, it's my job because I'm the one out there. I'm the one out on the field, and I kind of got to dictate things from that way.
So what do you have any tricks or, you know, things you go to?
Everybody has a different personality, and each person responds to criticism a certain way, and there's just different ways to pick people up and motivate them.
Some of the best games that you guys have played so far this season have been on the road. How does that help knowing you've got to face the Texans in Houston?
It's just whenever you're on the road, you're in a hostile environment where not many people like you, and you kind of take that and use it as motivation. But we don't really dwell on the fact that, oh, we're on the road. We still have to go out there and do our stuff, execute our plays.
The running game, what do you got to do to get that running
game? Oh, we just got to establish the run. That's one of our goals every week. We got to do a better job, and that's everybody on offense doing their jobs to get that going. Because when you can establish the run, that opens up some play action stuff, and then you're able to get the ball down the field.
You've been at this a year and a half. Do you feel like you're getting any closer to turning it around?
It's just all about getting reps out there in the game. A year and a half. A year and a half is a long time, but really it's not. So every game I'm learning something new, and that's kind of the way I'm approaching it, and just kind of filing these things away, so it's just going to keep helping me down the road.
Cecil Shorts has gone from two catches last year to being a key receiver, deep threat guy.
Mm-hmm.
How impressive have you been with what he's been able to do so far this
season? It's extremely impressive, and what he does, he works hard in practice, and he really goes out there every single day and establishes that. He goes hard on every single route from individual to the last rep of team period, and that's translating to the games.
I probably already missed this, but the no huddle has been working for you. And what's the comfort zone in the no-huddle?
Oh, I'm extremely comfortable. I think the guys on the offense are comfortable, and that's just from the reps who've taken practice on it. And it's my job in the no-huddle to get the offense in the best play possible, whether it's a run or a pass. And so I have the freedom to do that. We can use some different things. I throw the defense off a little bit, but at the end of the day, when you get the defense on their heels, they're going to show their hand earlier, and it's just easy for the quarterback to get the offense into plays that we can execute.
You like that, just having that control a little bit more?
It's fun. Yeah, it's a challenge. It's really, you're out there, you're calling the plays, so whether the drive's successful or it's not, it's really on you.